and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Just like to be different. Kind of like our new secretary of, our assistant secretary of health, but not. Never mind. What'd I say? Anyway, Sunday again, March 7th, 2021. Wow, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again, and I will not comply. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of energy. It's tax season, and unstoppable fortune nature, slayer of snowflakes, see more BS than a Senate nomination committee.
Good morning.
The hits that keep on coming. Our newest member. Excuse me.
He's not new.
Well, he's newest. He's not really new, but he's the newest. The kid that rocks around the clock faster than an internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed motor, a 10th degree black belt and REM, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning. I just want to let you know that
that's
this show
creepy.
Is probably the
that's
best
creepy.
Show that I've ever heard.
It sounds like Stewie.
Definitely.
That's a creepy voice. Sorry.
That's my voice.
At first I thought he was going for what's his name? I can't even think in green. The one that used to talk like that. I can't even remember his name now.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Here we go.
It's Sunday once again. Oh, I better get the right glasses on so I can see my screen. hold on a second.
He forgot about me, so hi. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning, Travis.
I was getting there, Travis. Come on. The guardian of the magic buttons, the purveyor of everything good in the booth.
That was a clean up if I ever heard.
Wow. Producer extraordinaire Travis.
My hat, and he's all distracted now.
Let me do this. Travis, the star trooper, producer, within the studio, the button of the force, can handle anything that
we throw
at him.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
He's like got the force. Travis, he has the force.
Yes, comes the dark side.
He'll be back.
The force is strong in this one.
You were the chosen one!
Never mind. All right. Wow. We're back.
We didn't leave, but we're back. Okay.
I think we're less white now. Just saying. Wow, what a week.
Speak for yourself.
Well, actually, speaking of that, I have an announcement. So there is a movement that's going on, and I need to come out and tell the world that I identify as liking biological female-born ladies, biological women, and I identify as super straight. That's a thing now. There's a flag.
There's a super straight thing
Yeah,
now?
And if you are mad at me because of that, you're super straight phobic.
Super straight phobic.
I'm a straight-a-phobic.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I mean, does anybody get tired of this offended thing crap,
No. Hey, you know what? If you're offended at my super straightness, you're super straight phobic, and I will cancel you. I will do it.
Cancel you out.
How about, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I'm not sure what I am other than I'm not that and or them.
Nor will I be.
I posted a bunch of memes this week. Obviously anybody who's following the Facebook page can scroll down through them. You know, we got a new secretary or assistant secretary of health who is an overweight transgender who has taken hormone blockers, I guess it is, and she's now in charge of our kids' health. She's got a pediatrician.
That's normal now. I mean, right now, Democrats are proposing gender identity education for children as young as five, because you're never going to confuse a five-year-old. Like, hey, no. Look at this quarter coming out from behind your ear. Congratulations, well, you're a girl now.
And they're always they're mature enough to make decisions for themselves at five, because that's why you let them run out in traffic things like that.
You know what? I absolutely agree. You are mature enough at 5 years old to be able to make any decisions. You should be able to join the military and buy a gun. You should. You're mature enough to choose something that's going to affect you the rest of your life. You should be able to have a gun at five.
Hmm.
It makes sense. No safeties either.
No.
You just got to wonder what the parents are like. To even have the conversation.
Wait, what's the problem? What's the problem? These kids, they know whether or not they have the right to protect themselves at five. They can make those decisions for themselves.
Well, you have the right to free speech, but that doesn't mean it has to make any sense. Just saying.
Doesn't mean you have a brain.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, this person being nominated. Now, I'm not a phobic about anything. You know, live and let live, you know. But at the same time, live and let live by yourself, do it alone, whatever you got to do, leave me alone, leave me out of it, leave my kids out of it. You shouldn't be making policy on any government level of period if that's what your stance is, because, you know, in my opinion, you're screwed up if you're taking hormone therapy and saying that that's okay for kids at 5 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, really what we're saying is that you have these educators that are trying to educate, and it's propaganda.
Yeah.
You're turning around and you're telling these kids all of these things that are just fallacies.
They're not educators.
Gosh, it's just, you know, does it get any more stupid?
Well, yeah.
It does, unfortunately.
California doesn't want the department stores to have boys' department and girls' department.
Oh, yeah, it's like Mr. Potato Head is no longer Mr. Potato Head.
I think that was just a marketing ploy. One, that was a marketing ploy. And two, now they don't have to do Mrs. Potato Head and Mr. Potato Head. It's all just Potato Head packaging. It's just
smart
marketing.
So now you're just
marketing.
A Potato Head. Yeah, okay. It's kind of like our governor, you know. It's like, what do you get when you cross him and a potato?
Dictator.
I'm just saying. I mean, again, you know, it's just stupid. It's just freaking stupid. There's two genders. There's boys. There's girls. And then whatever else there is, you know, that's it. I mean, biologically, you might change something. Biologically, you might have something else going on. You might identify as an armadillo, but that doesn't make you an armadillo.
You just ruined my dream.
I
was going to be an armadillo. I was going to lay in the middle of that road, and I was going to wait for the next car to come and not hit me, because I'm going to play dead there.
It kind of reminds me of the joke about the guys laying in the road, you know, and never mind. I probably shouldn't tell that one. They were laying in the road in Texas, by the way. And, so there was like the thump, 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 and then thump, thump, thump.
Oh, yeah,
so if you're an armadillo in Texas, not only do they run over you, they back up.
That escalates
after
quickly.
They run over you and run over you again. We probably need to focus on seriousness a little bit here.
Well, and unfortunately, we have about 60 seconds, but just to give you guys an idea, just for what I have coming up, we've got company overreach that is going to dictate and track everything you do at a level we have never seen before. We have bills that have passed that are going to make it to where we don't have a secure election ever again. We also have bills that have passed that are going to make it to where pretty much every gun owner in America is a felon. And those are all passed in this last week, and you haven't heard about it.
Did you see the thing about, I want to talk a little bit about the order that Trump put out on cease and desist to the Republican National Committees to quit using his name for fundraising?
I did not.
Wow. I don't know. Strange things indeed. And I won't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, those rats, most of them, you know, drove the knife in and twisted it, so I don't want to donate to any of them. With that, I guess let's go to the break, and then we'll come back.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, because you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists. They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame. Lay low, fake woe. Facts don't care about feelings, they know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They so, say so, say no, say so, say so.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Stu Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Chicago, and if I find you.
Wow, that's some old ZZ Top yep. there, man. I ran across that this morning and went, oh, yeah, I remember partying hardy to that one. Holy moly.
No,
I
we threw never
on my
did that.
Sunglasses.
Jesus left Chicago and turned the water into wine. Holy moly. Wow. So I want to play. Are we queued up for a video there, Travis? Okay. I want to play this from our friend JP. Sears. This is how this is the woke Hollywood agenda. It's about 4 minutes, and then we'll get into all the rest of the stuff that we got to cover in the next 2 hours. So here we go. Here's JP again, and I think you'll enjoy this. If I can get it to play. There we go.
Hi, it's Hollywood. We negatively influence your mind with our woke Hollywood virtues while you think you're being positively influenced. We're in the business of controlling what you think because we want to turn you into a communist. More on that later. Plato once said, those who tell the stories rule society. So those who want to rule society have us tell their stories to you, so you can be ruled over. In Hollywood, we insist on diversity, which means everyone must think the same but look different, except still be beautiful. Which really means everyone has to look the same, too. While we have no actual diversity, we insist on woke virtue signaling diversity. Not because we're good people, but because we want you to think we're good people. That's how we manipulate you. People that virtue signal aren't good people. That's why we have to virtue signal. Hollywood diversity is great! It is probably just a coincidence that everyone in Hollywood is on the left. And people who want to work in Hollywood that aren't on the radical left know they need to pretend they're on the left. Or else they'll never work in this town. And it's easy for them to pretend because they're fake people. That's why they fit in so well with us. But when someone has a different perspective than what's on the woke Hollywood script, we cancel them. Like Gina Carano. Not only does she not fit into Hollywood because she's capable of thinking for herself, but also because she's a good person. And that makes our facade of looking like good people look bad. So we kicked her out. And then we spun the story to make her look bad. Because in Hollywood, we're bad people. With our woke Hollywood agenda, we think you're dumb enough to believe that a population riddled with drug addiction, greed, fame obsession, and soullessness are good, happy people. And you should try to be like them. Wow! That'd be like taking financial advice from a broke person, which is a good idea. So Hollywood, you live a better life. And who's the best inspiration for becoming stronger, following your heart, and being true to yourself? Fake people. Actors are fake people who act like other people who then emotionally connect with real people. You. But they're fake enough that they're literally called actors. So you should trust them. And they're also who you should look to for guidance. For example, like when Californians aren't listening to California's least trustworthy man, the man who's responsible for destroying small businesses and might be responsible for more deaths of despair than anyone else in California's history, what do? Bring in Hollywood's most trusted man to have Newsom on his Instagram Live to tell you and the rest of his 200 million followers that you should trust him. And he even praises Newsom's leadership.
I appreciate your leadership.
A tremendous leader and super accountable, Rock. And now Newsom's being recalled because of his abusiveness. Thank you for the trustworthy endorsement, Hollywood. In Hollywood, we use your idols so we can manipulate you. Here in Hollywood, we don't want you thinking for yourself, because then you're not controllable. So we inject thinking into you through your eyes and ears. Would you just let someone inject you with soul-crushing mind control? Probably not. But you would if the needle looked like this. And especially if the needle had explosions behind him. I love beautiful-looking charismatic needles that are filled with what we put in them. And you do too. Some people ask, shows like Saturday Night Live used to be funny. How come they're not anymore? Because Hollywood's comedy isn't based on truth anymore. It's based on controlling the narrative. An agenda of control squeezes the truth right out. And if you don't have truth, you don't have actual comedy. Would you like to become a much weaker person while you think you're becoming a stronger person? Hollywood will help you do it. You also want to learn how to perceive strength, bravery, and sovereignty as weaknesses? Hollywood will help you with that, too. Is the woke Hollywood agenda synonymous with communism? Yes. Here's a fact. The Chinese Communist Party funds a massive amount of Hollywood. And they also fund genocide. They're very dedicated communists, those ones. Remember how back in 1947, Congress investigated communists in Hollywood? They made arrests? Did they really need to do that? Sure did! Communists knew they could use Hollywood to influence the minds of American people to accept communism without knowing they were accepting communism. You see, today, we take painstaking efforts to help you not see how communism has taken over Hollywood. We let you think that a few unquestionably good causes is what we really stand for, like fighting climate change and racial equality. We get you to agree with those, and you do, because you're a good person, which then tricks you into supporting all the little communism causes that we hide behind them. Because we're deceptive people. Not being able to recognize communism is how we get you to think like one, and then be one, and then eventually live in a communist country, which will be yours if you keep watching us. Why be soulful when you can be like us? Those who control the stories rule society, and we enjoy ruling over you. Trust us, and please keep watching. We entertain you while we entrain you. Hollywood!
Wow.
Now, there's a lot to unpack there for sure.
There is, and there's another thing, too. So I was listening to Timcast earlier today, and it was pretty soul-shocking. So you have these Uyghur Muslims that are in these camps, and they're disappearing. Well, interestingly enough, they're over in the eastern regions over there, advertising that you can come to China and get halal organs. You can get organs that don't eat pork or anything else like that. Where are they getting those organs to be able to just go in and schedule anytime you need to? It's about 2 weeks wait period, and you can get a heart or you can get some kidneys and you can get stuff like that. And in
what
China,
what are those printers they call that print up things, you know, like
those 3D printers?
Maybe they're getting them from 3D printers.
Yeah, of course. There's no possible way that those Uyghur Muslims who are over there, who are all halal organs, are disappearing and just being harvested.
They're volunteering for their organ donation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's all it is. But, you know, like, Disney's heavily in support of China and even thanked them in the credits over there.
You bring me to the point I'm trying to make. There's a couple things that I wanted to make as a point here. First of all, I want to tell everybody that those who tell the stories rule society. That was Plato. Okay, so this is not new. This has been going on for a long time. So creating a narrative and running with the narrative is the way to control people's minds. Now, they wouldn't do that through Hollywood if they had unlimited funds from, I don't know, like China or someplace, would they? And on top of that, what he said about taking these, you know, these climate change and, you know, Humane Society of America. You know, they get these commercials on the Humane Society of America as an example of these poor doggies and they're in cages and you got to help them in the middle of winter and they're shivering and cold. And then you send them money. And do you think that most of that money goes to help those dogs?
Sure it does.
Yeah, of course. Like, 6% of that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of like our new bill that was just passed. I don't think it's been signed by, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Joe Harris? Joe Mama? Yeah, that guy.
Joe.
You know,
I think he was president. I think he's president now.
I think at this point, the biggest thing that disturbs me about this is it seems like a violation to name his son Hunter. He doesn't hunt anything. He's more like Predator.
Well depends on, you know,
you can still
whether you're
be hunting something.
Depends on whether you're pitching or catching here, I think.
Or if you're doing both. I mean, you know.
Well, that could be. I don't know. But the point here being is that these guys disguise their real agendas so that they get people that want to help things and make things better, thinking that they're donating to causes that are good for the planet when they are not in truth doing that. They're donating to a bunch of people who are trying to take over the planet, and that's not speculation.
No.
They get rid of the people that they're giving the money.
Well, that's going to be the end result probably the day. I mean, I don't know if who's going to be the one to go first, but, you know, when the left comes up and says, hey, where's the new condos and where's all the food and everything? And, you know, it's like, well, you know, you need to stop complaining or we're going to take you out to the wall. And that's kind of how it works in a communist society, sort of like the Uyghurs in China right now. You know, if you fundamentally disagree with the Zhao Jing, Ping, and you don't like what he has to say, well, they just take you out and they segregate you, and then they harvest your organs, I guess. And
well, and this is what they've done. It's not old news. What they've done is they've actually made it to where over these last, since about the 80s, they've picked a race of people, a group of people, and then harvested them. And they continue doing this until, all right, well, that supply has run short. We need to focus on these guys next now.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of scary, too, if you're white.
I'm just saying. Well, in America, especially right
now.
Yeah,
I mean, and I'm not even saying that, I got a story right here. Violence against Asians.
Well, hang on. We got to go to a break real quick, and then we'll pick this up on the other side.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
So much
That's Aerosmith.
I could just keep going on that song. I really could. I'm just over here. I'm like, yeah.
Okay, so I'm kidding. It's not Aerosmith. It was Led Zeppelin. Sorry.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
It was my fault. I'm a wiggly worm. What can I say? Okay. Now, the first song that we played was AC/DC.
I'm back in black.
I'm not sure if that's racist or not.
Uh-oh.
But I guess it's not racist if you're in Australia, because if you're back in black in the outback,
yeah,
it's okay.
And down under.
But if you're back in black in the outback and you're down under, boy, it's not good. So just saying. Now I guess we got a caller.
We do. We've got Rich on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. I switched cell phone providers. How's my?
Oh, that's so much better.
Better. What you got for us?
Usual, I have a lot. I'll try to go quickly, though.
Okay, go.
Quick update on Jefferson County Citizen Journalist. We continue to expose the improper, unethical behaviors of Health and Human Services at these vaccine clinics. They are opening up the county even more to huge, huge liabilities. And people, please, we need whistleblowers. Ask sccj at protonmail.com. We will keep your identity hidden. Okay, we are allowed to do that. So more wins for citizen journalism, freedom of the press. Last Wednesday at the county weekly COVID briefing, they have finally admitted that, yes, we have freedom of speech is what they said. So, of course, they're not going to admit freedom of press. But they're also calling us protesters and harassers and misinformation. So they're using
extremists.
Yep.
Yeah, you got anybody who doesn't agree with them is an extremist.
So our county officials are using Saul Alinsky tactics against the citizens of Shasta County. So, anyways, I've got but this is the lawmaking season. We've got some real doozies coming. I don't know if you want me to cover a few of them, but there's some doozies.
Yeah, go for it. You got a little bit of time.
Okay, so let's see. I have so many. I'm going to try to hit the big ones, all right? There's a lot of them. And if I say urgency statute, that means it is once passed, it will go into effect immediately.
Okay.
And there are a few of those. And also, it only takes this government, California, about 6 to 8 weeks from initial conception of a law to the passage of a law. Yeah. It's 6 to 8 weeks. That's it. So anyway, so let's see. Assembly Bill 361, local government teleconference meetings during state of emergencies. That would be any state of emergency, fire, flood, hazmat, pandemic, doesn't matter. They're going to allow, as long as there's a state of emergency in place, any state of emergency, they can hold the any local meeting, but it would be a board meeting by teleconference. So your local elected officials will never have to show up again in person. Yeah, do you think about that?
And, Rich, that sounds to me like they're actually admitting the fact that they had been doing a problem illegally all this time, and now they're trying to write a law to make it to where their crimes are legal.
Yeah. The cover.
Read Frederick Bastiat's The Law, that they are following exactly what is in that book. They are making what is illegal legal by passing a law. Another one, Senate Bill 663, recalled official can examine the recall petition signatures to confirm that they signed with knowledge, and after that can assist them in advice on how to remove their signatures. So, yeah, the recalls now, the people being recalled get to look at the recall forms. The signature forms, they never got to do that, and now they will be able to, and this is another way to remove the signatures attempting to recall them. Yeah, no problems there, right there, folks.
Hey, we're just extremists because we believe that we run the show and not them. And, you know, that's like our local, I'm not even going to mention any names, but our local, leftist, communist-leaning, Marxist journalist, without mentioning any names, I think everybody knows who we're talking about, is a complete moron and idiot. You know, everybody, they're extremists and, you know, it's they don't care about anybody else and it's like all ridiculous crap, you know, because what they don't think or realize is that the more power that you consolidate and the more these guys turn the laws into into dictatorial edicts as opposed to edicts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try to get to this before the break, okay? Senate Bill 594, elections, local redistricting. Local government can redistrict by resolution or ordinance. Urgency, statute. Yeah. So by resolution or ordinance, our local government will be redistricting the lines. Urgency, statute. That's coming very quickly. So more here. Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets better. You know me, right? I try to save the best for last. Yeah. So next one here. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, at Senate Bill 742, they're going to make it unlawful to picket and protest within 300 feet of a vaccine clinic. Yep, yep. No surprise there, folks, right? That's not urgency statute. However, any of these that I'm reading can be amended at any time and turned into an urgency statute if they need to. Here's another one. Now, switching to law enforcement, okay? Let's see. Assembly Bill 329, bail mandates $0 bail, with some exceptions, so a lot of the serious violent stuff, but now it's going to be statewide mandated zero bail for the majority of crimes.
Rich, not to interrupt, but where are you getting all this information from?
The state's website, leagueinfo.ca.gov.
Okay, and then, it's all coming from the state. Can you send me a link on that in an email so I can post it?
I'll send you my notes pages. They're just Word documents.
Okay.
They just summarize all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But and then Senate Bill 271, sheriff, they're going to repeal all qualifications for sheriff, meaning really no qualifications for sheriff. So that means anybody. This is going to be a George Soros manner to get sheriffs in place in California. Because they won't need the current sheriff qualification. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it gets better, right? So I just have so much here. Let me get to a couple more because man, it's just crazy here. So firearm laws, okay? Senate Bill 264, state and county property, sales of firearms and parts prohibited. So statewide, any county and state property, no sales of firearms or parts. Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Well, nobody, you know what they're doing is they're provoking an insurrection or a revolution. I mean, a restoration, if you will, of the Constitution from the people. That's what they're provoking because nobody's going to put up with that crap up here, especially.
Well, and some of this too, you're hitting the ones here that are just within California, but I have some coming up that are going to affect all of the United States. Oh,
maybe that's why they got barbed wire around the White House and the Congress.
It's certainly looking like it. All right, Rich, one more.
Out of here. Senate Bill 660, paying signature gatherers. Gee, why do people get signatures? See, referendums, recalls, all that kind of stuff. They're going to change it where you cannot base their pay on the number of signatures. Okay, so there's going to have to come up another way in order to incentivize these people to get signatures because we will not be able to pay them now based on each signature. Yeah, another way to undermine the way of the people to have their voices heard. Thank you so much, folks.
All right, thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
But I think now it's okay to pay people to harvest ballots and go find votes, isn't it?
Well, that's one of the things they're working on. We're going to end up – we need a little bit more time than what we have right now for H.R. 1, which is what we'll discuss after the break. But we also have Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Terry, you're on the air.
I just had a quick question for Rich.
Oh.
He's off the line, but what's the question?
Okay. Well, the question is he was talking about a lot of different laws. Are those laws that are out of committee and passed? Or are those laws that they're trying to pass? Which is it?
I think it's the one they're trying to pass, Terry. He's going to send me his links on that and his pages and his notes so I can kind of research it a little bit because I think you're probably right. I think this is what they're trying to pass. I don't think any of this is law yet.
Yeah, because
I don't think so. Even if it's submitted, it has to go through committee first. Did it get through committee, number one? And did any of these pass yet? I know they're up there, but I mean, if we look at every law that California has up, they try to pass what 1,000, 1,500 a year. The ones that pass are the ones that are going to screw us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's. I just want to get clarification, and he was on the line and I was on the line, so I couldn't hear. I didn't know whether he had clarified that or not.
No.
Well, maybe he'll call back in or he'll let us know in the chat room, but I don't think that they have passed.
Given us time to be able to get in front of him.
I'm looking at the chat room. It says laws are still in committee. That's Rich there. So they're still in committee.
Well, see, the thing is, you've got to get out of committee first. That's the first process. Then, of course, it goes to one part of the legislature, then the other, and then back again, and the governor. But that's the thing. So I think that, you know, ones that get out of committee are the ones that are that we've got to be concerned about. Because if they're out of committee, they can go in front of the, in front of the legislative body. But they've got to get out of committee first. And so that's the thing. So I'm just trying to get some clarification on where they are. And I'm not so sure that we would have influence if they're in committee. I think it's just the bureaucrats. I won't call them statesmen, and I won't even call them politicians. The bureaucrats in California that look at that first.
The blood-sucking ticks, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think you ought to name some names on these left-wing communist writers, so we know which one you're talking about. There's a few of them. So,
yeah, I agree.
Anyway, that said, tongue-in-cheek, my good friend. Anyway, great show. Great. Talk to you guys later. But
thanks,
all right,
Terry.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR. At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
On my phone, tying wires. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire.
was a little Leon there. Leon Russell, that's back in the day. Wow, where are we?
Well, I wanted to go ahead and get to this because this, y'all are going to want to share this portion of the segment because this is going to affect every man, woman, and child alive, and it has absolutely nothing, no correlation whatsoever to the Great Reset. And it's not something that has to go through Congress because, you know, private companies, they wouldn't ever work together to do something that would be
kind of like a world, almost like a world government summit.
Yeah, kind of like that. But so,
who owns that private company?
Adobe, which I actually used to create a lot of my videos, and ARM, and Intel, which is pretty much the biggest CPU processor. It's the brain of every computer that's out there. And Microsoft, which has over 50% of the user base for the platform that is probably on your computer, unless you're an Apple user, which we know how great they are, have formed a verification platform, TruePic, and BBC, the news media, to form a coalition for content providence and authenticity. Hmm. So, just so you understand what this means, they're trying to set up a system whereby they have a digital fingerprint before you ever push post. From the moment that you take a picture, from the moment that you write a document to say where that document came from, so that they can personally identify these sources to make sure that they are trusted and to prevent misinformation and prevent it, very likely, in my opinion, before you ever even click the post button. Now, in this world right now of cancel culture, and what we see taking place, there's no possible way this could ever be used against anybody that they don't want having their information get out. So let's talk about the person who snapped the pictures of Gavin Newsom in the French Laundry. Under this new system, this would be something to where they would personally identify that person and be like, why is this person at the French Laundry? Why are they there? It's not about Gavin Newsom being there. The fact that this person is there snooping on our elected officials, how dare they? That's the world that we're moving towards, and that doesn't require anything through Congress. That's just happening. And that's called C2PA, the Content Providence and Authenticity.
And doesn't how much of fun? That being is being used now? How much of that is already?
They already made the platform. It's there. But yeah. Now it's going to be something to where you can't get away from this. I mean, what are you going to do? Switch over to Linux and remove your CPU and change it out? I mean, if you're on a laptop, you're kind of you're screwed there.
Buy a new laptop.
Get yourself an AMD. But actually, I think ARM actually has some with that as well. So you don't even have a CPU.
Well, I think you probably here's what I think will happen too. Somebody will come up with something to subvert it. You know, I mean, that's the American way.
Maybe not. I mean, if they put this stuff on a chip level, you're going to have to go in there and unsolder your pins and remove certain portions of it. Possibly,
somebody that's a computer analyst, they'll do it, or somebody will come up with something that bypasses it.
I mean, you got to figure. So, like NVIDIA and Intel, these people are billions upon billions of dollars of research on these silicon components to be able to make these chips in the first place.
You're sounding a lot like Carl Sagan, though.
Well, you're not going to be able to have anybody that's going to be able to compete with these guys. So you're going to end up having rudimentary technology just to get your voice out there. And this is what we're seeing. This is a war of information.
Or we go back to smoke signals.
Yeah. I said earlier, fishing string and two tin cans. I mean, you know.
Yeah, get back to the basics.
Well, and so the other one, too, that I wanted to get out there and talk about is HR1. Now, HR1 is the end of any type of legitimate election.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It enables you to print off a ballot from your home and enables you to send that ballot in up to 10 days after the election. It enables you to have political activists go out and do ballot harvesting because they would never, ever throw away any ballots for candidates that they disagree with that they collect.
Well, did you hear about what they did down there in Arizona? They found a bunch of shredded ballots last week in a storage room, and then a fire happened magically, And now they don't have them.
One, how about in Georgia? They're by law supposed to keep their ballots for 24 months, but right after this election, for whatever reason, they went ahead and shredded them. And then when somebody finally ended up getting a court order to be able to come look at them, the FBI came in, took them back, and shredded them again, despite the fact that they didn't make the 24 months. But on to this H.R. 1 thing, this passed the House, and then Biden signed voter registration executive order as he pushes Senate to pass sweeping H.R. 1 bill. They are shoving this down your throat to ensure that they will never lose power again. That's why he feels comfortable making 50-plus executive orders at the very beginning
of this.
I don't
even think he knows he's making the orders. I think he's up there just signing stuff, you know. And so somebody's obviously running the puppet show. It even came out. Somebody called him the puppet master not too long ago.
When it was chilling watching that video of him going through and then afterwards being like, all right, I'll take questions now if that's what I'm supposed to do. And then they just cut the camera feed and say that he took questions after that. Why do you cut the camera feed?
I mean, and the question is who is the puppet master? Not him. You know, he's the puppet.
Well, and the other thing on this, too, is that all of these executive orders that he's passed and the things that he's done, let's think about this for a minute. In Syria, we ended up bombing Anwar al-Awlaki and killing the guy who was the number one terrorist in the entire world, and the left demonized Trump for it. And then Biden goes in and bombs Syria and bombs these other places and just pretty much wipes out these entire areas just as a retaliation thing for something that had been done a month earlier. And the left is like, oh, okay, that's fine. The whole kids in cages, now we got new cages. Now we have all these people that are on our border. We have three times the amount of people coming over our border as when we did under the Trump administration. And we're at a place right now to where they're not declaring a national emergency. They're talking about importing the state of California's numbers for illegal immigrants within this country by 2030. We're going to have the state of California's numbers.
Okay, so I kind of want to get back to this ballot thing a little bit on H.R. 1.
Yeah.
So I've got a story here. I'm going to give you the progressive headlines here. This is from GP. This is from Gateway Pundit. So this is yesterday, at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. Breaking exclusive. Ballots in Arizona, Maricopa County found shredded in a dumpster days before the Senate begins an audit. They're doing an audit on these ballots, okay? Then we've got the next headline is, after finding shredded ballots in the dumpster earlier today, a mysterious fire breaks out in Maricopa County, thank you, official farm. Okay. And then it goes a little farther. And then we have another one. Last week, the Maricopa County Boards of Supervisors unilaterally loaded ballots into trucks and then stored them in the open in a warehouse, ignoring proper safeguard controls. This is all after they said they were going to audit this thing, okay? So, you know.
Well, let's talk about this, too. We only have a minute here, but Steven Crowder did this expose where he actually sent his guys out there, and they filmed empty lots from where all these people voted. But here's the chilling thing. The very evening that he released that story, the county went in and changed the addresses of all these places that he verified as being verifiably false to other false locations once he ended up going out there. And they changed it on a Tuesday, which is in violation of the law for which that county was in.
These guys don't care about the law anymore. And everybody knows it who's got a thinking brain. I mean, everybody knows the election was stolen. Everybody knows that does any examination of any of the evidence. You know, it's overwhelming that this whole thing has been a sham. And Biden is not a legitimate president. And a lot of these other states Georgia, they didn't have a legitimate election in there for the Senate. So, I mean, where we're going is going to get ugly if this keeps up. But, you know, what you have to keep in mind in all of this is there's a ton more of us than there is of them. They can have all these controls. They can have all of these things going. They can have this worldwide network. But you know something? All people have to do is not obey.
That's true. And isn't it in Arizona where the cases are before the Supreme Court? Isn't that a coincidence?
This song is for our new health and human secretary.
All right. With that, this is Casey Andler, 1450, 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Biden says Senate approval of a COVID-19 relief bill yesterday is going to provide economic and health care assistance to deal with the pandemic.
Speaking from the White House after the party line vote, the president reminded Americans that he had promised help was on the way when he took office.
I can say we've taken one more giant step forward in delivering on that promise, that help is on the way.
The $1.9 trillion package includes money for direct stimulus payments, unemployment benefits, and COVID vaccines and testing. Republicans opposed the bill, arguing it was packed with pork barrel spending. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There may be fewer metro areas in this country in the not-too-distant future.
The federal government's proposing to downgrade 144 cities from the Metropolitan Statistical Area designation. Under the proposal, a metro area would have to have at least 100,000 people compared with the 50,000-person threshold implemented more than 70 years ago. Statisticians say the proposal is a long time in coming, given that the U.S. population has more than doubled since 1950. Some city officials don't believe it will have a major impact, while others worry they'll lose federal funds. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A pair of B-52 bombers have flown over the Middle East today, the latest such mission in the region, aimed at warning Iran amidst tensions between that country and this one. Central Command says the two B-52s flew over the region accompanied by military aircraft from nations including Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. It marks the fourth such bomber deployment into the Middle East this year, and the second under President Biden. Elsewhere, South Korea and the U.S. military are scaling back their annual exercises this month, partly because of the pandemic, and partly to support diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear program. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the 9-day drills will begin tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animal list number 1335. Bracket animal list number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A European economic powerhouse is putting its money where its mouth is when it comes to shutting down nuclear power plants.
The German government has agreed to pay four utility companies a combined $2.9 billion in compensation for early closure of their nuclear plants. Germany is on course to phase out the use of nuclear power by the end of next year. Six nuclear power plants that are still in use will need to be shut down before the end of their original operating life.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. 10 foreigners abducted by pirates last month are rescued in southern Nigeria this weekend. The victims released unharmed by Nigeria's security forces in Rivers State. After Nigerian mediators paid $300,000 in ransom for their freedom, the hostages kidnapped on February 7th off the Atlantic coast. They include several Chinese nationals and some Indonesians. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mexico's Senate has passed an electrical energy bill that favors government-owned generating plants that run largely on fossil fuels.
The bill puts renewable and private plants at the back of the line for purchasing power. The legislation has drawn complaints from private business groups and U.S. investors. Some warn it could violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Pact. The Senate must still vote on some objections, but President Andres Manuel López Obrador appeared to have the votes to push the bill through.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, March the 7th. It is the 66th day of 2021. On this date in history, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received a U.S. patent for his telephone. And on this date in 1965, a march by civil rights demonstrators was violently broke up at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. It's now known as Bloody Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We're back, and I guess I got to play this other thing, not to pile on or anything, but, you know, here we go.
How do you do, I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual. Transylvania.
Okay, I got to stop it. I can't take anymore. Can't do it. No, sorry. That was for Jimmy, just because he sparked something. Yeah. Okay, so we're back. We got more of that stuff too, probably waiting in the wings, but we're just going to move on.
All right. Well, I do have a couple more things here.
All right, go ahead. Then I want to get a couple other things in here. So, what do you got?
All right. So, first off, I wanted to turn around and mention something that I had happen yesterday that was a realization for me. When's the last time you saw a cap gun in the store?
When was the last time you've been in the store?
Well, like, overall, they were all around when I was a kid growing up. This isn't that long ago. I found some yesterday at Boot Barn. I was like, heck yeah, I'm buying this for my kids right now. They're gonna get this, and I got like 5,000 little cap shots for them because they're going to experience that growing up. This is how far these people have gone. They are so anti-gun, they've gone after kids' toys.
Yeah, I forgot about the kids' toys. I went straight to the 22s.
But here's the thing. So this right here, we have a number of bills which just passed the House, H.R. 8, Bipartisan Background Checks Act. What this bill is going to do is it establishes new background check requirements for firearms transfers between private parties. So let's say you have a friend that you want to teach how to shoot. You can't just take him out and let him shoot your gun and try it and let him see what a gun is actually like, which means you're going to get more of these people like the person that wrote H.R. 127 that thinks that an AR-15 shoots a 50 cal.
Yeah, I believe in training them young with safety, knowing the three rules of gun safety. I believe in starting them out early, you know, with guidance and supervision. And so I've taken all my kids out, and they already know how to shoot, you know, down to 7 years old, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
that's
with supervision.
Just the way of life.
I think it's something that if you don't respect and you think it's a game, you watch TV, mm-hmm. it's a game, you know, you actually understand what's going on a little more and are taught the safety mm-hmm. as opposed to avoiding everything like the plague.
Well, and they don't want that. So this
right.
is the thing. That these new laws are making it to where you're not going to be able to let your friends see what a gun actually is capable of. Let them see what it feels like. Let them see how hard one it is to hit a target when you're first learning.
Right.
So you have these people with all these misconceptions, and there's no way to do it without literally what? What are you going to do? Buy them a gun? Transfer your gun into their name so that you can take them out for the day? This is literally the idiocy.
No one's going to pay any attention to it.
Exactly. That's what I was
Well, and that's the problem. Then you're creating criminals. out of nothing. Because
then it's not a law.
Actually, any law that is contrary to the Constitution is not a law. So that's the real deal. That's the bite, isn't it? That's the rub, because they can pass the thing saying you don't have free speech anymore. I'm going to give them the finger and I'm going to start talking, because the real deal is that if it's not adherence to the Constitution and it's foreign, then it's no longer a law for a free person, and you got to ignore it.
However, there's also an accompanying bill, H.R. 1446. It will allow the newly required Brady check to be dragged out for up to nearly 20 days or more, and after waiting weeks or petitioning for the FBI, even if there was nothing against you, you would never be legally entitled to have your gun delivered to you
At that point, nobody's legally entitled to have a gun anyway, so pound sand. We're going to do it anyway.
That just passed the House.
So what? I mean, what I'm saying is nobody is going to follow these rules. Nobody is going to comply. Nobody's going to get anybody who's a free American is going to tell them to go to hell.
Well, and that's the thing. But it's also reaching this point, like you said. Right. They're inciting an erection.
I'm not
Come
sure.
on, I had to throw Chuck out there.
I'm not sure you know what that means.
But so this is the thing. So like on H.R. 127, that's going to ban any magazines nationwide over 10 rounds. It's going to make it to where it eliminates the 50 caliber round. It's going to make it to where you have to have a nationwide gun registration. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
We already have it, but you know something?
If you violate any one of those now under this, it's a 15-year minimum felony.
Well, they're going to put everybody, 75 million people in jail?
Well, this is basically where they're heading with it.
See, that's what this all comes down to. What it comes down to is there's a ton more of us than there are them. You can have Satan up there on high,
I'm pretty sure he is.
Pretty much. issuing edicts, and nobody's going to care. Because the only way he has control over you is if you believe the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like what we talked about earlier with that thing from J.P. Sears. Those who tells the story control, but what if you're not listening to the story anymore? What if you don't believe the story anymore? What if you don't believe that, you know, their guy's elected anymore? And there's 75 million plus that don't.
Well, and in regards to with that Adobe thing and that Microsoft thing, one of the things that I was thinking about that's deeply concerning, especially after that article with where they were trying to plant child pornography on that one guy's website or on his computer, who had his wife, who was a reporter, writing stories that they didn't like.
Charles Atkinson.
Yeah. So what's interesting on this, if they can say that there's a digital fingerprint on it, all they got to do is put your digital fingerprint on, let's say, child pornography. And the next thing you know, you'd produced this child pornography. You're going to jail because they said you produced it and your digital fingerprint is on it.
Again, nobody's going to believe them after a while. Nobody's going to believe them because you can't. Because if let's say that only free-thinking Americans are the ones being targeted. It's just like this. You know, I got this article here. It says, violence against Asians by blacks now being blamed on white supremacists. Now, who is going to believe that?
Asians are white now.
That's what I'm saying. After a while, they have no credibility. Nobody pays attention to them. You know, they can keep playing these cards, but at some point in time, just like what we're doing locally here, you stand up and say, we're not going to do it. Who's going to enforce it? If you've got every county in the country standing up and saying, you know, do it, make it happen. Are you going to do it to me? You know, I'll give you an example. I know of a guy who's an outfitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's an outfitter. He goes out and he hunts.
Mm-hmm.
And the fishing game came and told him, hey, you can't do it because of the lockdowns and all the stuff. We stopped the hunting. And he goes, stop me. And the guy says, what? Stop me. And the guy was like, well, wait a minute. You know, what's the law?
That's not in my book.
Yeah. Nobody told me about that one. Hey, what am I supposed to do now that they're not going to do what I tell them?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Where you're at.
Now, we do have Terry on the line, and we have 1 minute till break.
Good morning, Terry. Again, what you got?
Terry, what's up, buddy?
I'm sorry, Mark. I just love what you said, Marquette. We could talk about every law that's being passed. Will we or will we not comply?
Yep.
Will we or will we not submit? That's what the red, white, and blueprint is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're trying to have a duplicatable process that every county in the state, every county in the United States can follow a blueprint of, no, we're going to get rid of these guys. We are going to comply.
Yes.
You know, if you want to, I mean, we're talking about all these laws and all this crap and everything else. Yeah, it's important to know. But you know what? There, all these laws that we see coming out, some of them aren't even out of committee. Some of them have been passed, and those you've got to be concerned about. But people like Sam Paredes, like the NRA, well, we'll go to court. Mark Kent is right. You stand up. People are standing up. They're tired of hearing about all this crap and all these stupid, I can't say the word, laws. And, you know, all these things that are going on. But Mark is right. You know, it's time we start talking about the solutions. It's time we start fighting. It's time we say, no, no way, no way in hell are we going to follow that. Like that guy you just talked about, Mark. And I commend you on that. But we've got to start changing the narrative here.
I agree. You know, I agree. I totally agree with you, Terry. So what I want to bring up next is the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Mm-hmm. If you want to get involved in this and you want to help help support recalling our local supervisors, because that's where this all comes and goes. If we control our county, then we control the federal.
We have the power.
The state. All of it.
Yeah.
It's all about the county.
We have the power.
And you just tell these guys to pound sand, get out of the county, or, you know, because here's the thing. If the guy from the Fish and Game comes to your house to arrest you, and you call up somebody and 1,000 guys show up armed with guns and tell the guy to get off your frickin' property, guess what? His law is no longer valid, because if you go to Bastiat, what it says law is force. And if they can't force you to do it, it ain't law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and, you know, this morning when, and you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, sometimes I go a little bit past the break. I don't think we'll get arrested.
Right.
But the thing is and I just want to say this, you know, the deal is that, like, Ron called in this morning, and he was right. He lives out, you know, out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's had people rob him. He's been robbed left and right. The sheriff can't come out there. So he said, well, I'm going in my house because I think somebody's in there, and I'm going in with a shotgun, you know. And the sheriff is saying, well, no, you don't want to really do that. Well, yeah, I do want to do that.
Yep.
Because, you know, the thing is that we want to protect our property, and what we have to do is have our programs geared toward solution, not how much we know or how smart we are or what laws we know or what's going on or this is happening or that's happening. Let's go after them. Let's attack them. Let's go on the offensive and attack them and tell them that we won't take any of their crap anymore. We will not comply. We will not. We shall not. Comply.
Well, that's a good example, Terry, that what you're talking about, because it says in the Constitution and in the natural law, you know, prior to the Constitution, that you have the right of self-defense. You have the right to defend your person, your papers, your properties, your possession, and your life. If you no longer have that right, then you're no longer a free man. But
mm-hmm.
the natural right is that you have that. You can defend yourself. I don't care what the sheriff is says to you. You have what's called the castle doctrine as well. In other words, you're the king of your castle. If somebody comes in to take your stuff, you know, that stuff might be directly related to your life, because if they take all your food and you starve to death, they're threatening your life. So you have to be able to defend yourself, and you have to be able to shrug off those laws that are null and void, because they're not based on natural law, Constitution, or God's law.
That's what I was going to say. They don't give the law to us. They don't give us that right.
Right.
There's only one person that gives that to us, and it's not them.
I don't think anybody gives it to us. I think it's just
a natural
thing.
Law.
Well,
it's a natural law. You could say that these are gifts from God, and that's fine. You know, it's like we were listening to Chris Ann Hall the other day on liberty being an actual property. You know, it's a real thing. It's not just an idea. It's not a piece of paper. It's not written down. Liberty is real, and it is like, just like property. If it is property. If you don't defend your liberty, then you won't have anything. You will have nothing. You will be gone, because you'll be subject to whoever is able to take your liberty or your property.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you so much for being who you are, brother. I mean, you're really, you know, and that's the thing. We need to start changing the narrative. You know, yeah, we can educate them on what frickin' law is coming here or there, but the thing is, hey, let's say, here's what we're going to do. No, we're going to get rid of these guys. Like Carlos said, he stood there, we're going to be nice for a while. But there's millions that think like me. That's what Carlos Zapata said, and he's right. And we won't stand for this much longer.
No.
In fact, we're not standing for it any longer.
No.
First thing we're going to do is recall. What say you, other counties of California? What say you, other counties of the United States? Do you want your liberty, or do you not want your liberty? Do you want to be a slave, or do you want to be a patriot, and a free man, and a free woman?
Because being a slave, see, that's the thing, Terry. You're right. When you have the choice between liberty and slavery, liberty is worth dying for, because being a slave is so terrible. Cowing down to the master at some point. Why do you think people have risked their lives to get out of North Korea? Why do you think the Israelites, risk everything to get out of Egypt? Because slavery is so abhorrent that it is, you have to get out of it or die. And that's where we're at right now. So I totally agree. What we need to start promoting is not fear of what they're doing, not fear of this, not fear of that, but promoting liberty, because liberty is the answer to this. And if you're not willing to die for liberty, then you're probably not willing to not be a slave. But I'll tell you what, if you ever end up in the slave camp, you'll go read Solzhenitsyn, A Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. Go to North Korea. Go to China and become a Uyghur and see if it's not so bad that you'll do anything to stop it. That's where we're at.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and roll through for the next 10 minutes here, and we're just going to do both breaks at once.
But that's what this country was founded on.
Well, and that's the thing. So I don't say these things to scare people. They are scary, but the thing about it is that you need to stand up. Every single one of us need to stand up and get off of our butts and start getting involved in this, because the big picture on this is coming. The only way that we stop this, it's like what Rich said earlier. You have these people that are trying to change it to where you don't have anybody who has any type of experience to become the sheriff.
But I think what we're trying to say here, and I agree with Terry, is that you don't want to get so caught up in what they're doing that you forget to get the message on what to do. I don't really care what they're doing at this point. That's my position. I don't really care.
I think it's got to be both. The art of war teaches us that you have to know your enemy and know yourself, and you need not fear the end of a thousand
battles.
You have to have the information to a certain point of what's going on the
other
side.
But we already know what's going on. I don't care what laws they're passing in the state of California.
Right, I'm just saying to be aware of certain things could be a good thing, but that doesn't mean that you lose sight of where you're going and how to get there.
Right. You recon your enemy. Totally agree. Go ahead, Terry.
Let's get simple on this, okay? Ron calls in. Living in a country this morning, he calls in a NICS program. I'm going to defend my house. I'm going to defend my property. I'm going to defend my life. And I don't care what you say, law enforcement, that I shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to defend it. I am defending it. That's the bottom line. And, yeah, you're right. You're right, Dave. I mean, people need to. But, you can spout out 500 laws. You can spout out 500 things about the Internet, spout out 500,000 things about what's going on and what they're doing and educating people. And half the people will close their eyes because it's not a simple explanation. Remember, we're trying to reach every man. We're not trying to educate them on some things that maybe other people are more educated on as much as what's the message. The message is, do you want to be a slave or not? The message is, are you losing your liberty? Have you lost your liberty? The message is, how do we regain our liberty? That's the solution. That's the answer, I believe.
Well, there you have it. I mean, and that's what the recall's about. That's what the red, white, and blueprint's about. That's what the Shasta General Purpose Committee's about, is standing up and saying, no, we're not going to do anything that they tell us to. We're going to not comply, and what we're going to do is we're going to defend ourselves. And it doesn't matter what law they have passed, at some point we don't obey it. We don't obey any of it, because that's where it's at. If we have to shut off our computer and shut off our Internet get together with other people that are like-minded so that we have enough of a force to be reckoned with, and that's 75 million across the board. And that's what that's why I like the red, white, and blueprint, because that's the blueprint for the country. Mm-hmm. If everybody tells the government to basically go to hell, guess what? They're not going to be implementing any laws. I mean, does anybody really think Joe Biden is up there making these laws? Does anybody really think that Joe Biden is cognizant enough to be a leader at this point? I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. You know, so that's what we – so I agree. We need to concentrate more on the message of what to do as opposed to what's happening to us and why we should be motivated. I think you're – you know, I think our hearts are in the right spot as far as getting out the information. But at the same time, you got to forget – you can't forget about where we need to go, not what we need to know.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we do have another caller on the line. We have Lori.
Okay, I'm gonna get off here, but I do want to say that Ron, thank you, brother. You spoke for every man today in simple language. I will not, I shall not comply with anything that takes away any rights I have, God given and protected by the Constitution. God bless you guys. Have a great
show. All right, thanks, Terry.
We
appreciate it. And then we got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah, got a little field report here on fake news. I don't know how many people saw the Record Searchlight Thursday. They ran a little story here on Shasta County Citizen journalists and that were like some fringe people that are lost and were handing out misinformation. I'm here to call in with a huge clarification. The information we hand out when we show up at these mass vaccine clinics is the Moderna and the Pfizer fact sheets. We are not handing out information about don't take it or run away or we're yanking them out of line. Nothing like that. We're actually doing the county HHS public health job. We are handing out what's called informed consent. We were at the Shasta Regional clinic that they had Thursday from 1 to 3, which ran over, and we were simply on a microphone reading the VAERS, which is a government report by the CDC, the VAERS report, death reports, and handing out, if people wanted it, the fact sheets.
Yeah, and I
went to college yesterday, and they had this ridiculous tent that we were supposed to sit under. Are you kidding? The press has the freedom to roam about the cabin unless it's a murder scene. Okay?
So did
we
you
have
do
the
it,
right.
So
we're not approaching people unless they want to do a consensual interview. We had nearly a half-hour interview with an elder couple yesterday. So to David Benda and all these folks that want to talk with us, we don't trust you. The work you've been doing, we don't trust you. Donnie Greenberg, Chamberlain, whatever your last name is, we don't trust you either. You're far too biased, too one-sided. You're not fair and balanced. And we had to emerge as a volunteer team of people because of the atrocity of the press and the media. Sorry, folks, we're not doing misinformation. We're doing their dang job.
I agree, Lori. And did you guys comply? Did you do what you were told? Did you go over to the safe space where the free press was?
I don't think any of them complied to
hell
that one.
Hell no. We walked around the cabin. We don't have a mask on. We're outside getting our vitamin A for our eyeballs, vitamin D for our skin. Yeah, we ain't playing.
And, Lori,
sorry.
To what you're talking about, too, I've actually read that document, and the one I'm referring to is the Moderna. It's very clear within that there is no FDA-approved vaccine to treat COVID. At this point, it is under emergency executive orders that they're allowing this to take place. At this point, they don't know if the vaccine has any protection and if how long you're quote-unquote protected for.
Well, let's be honest here. Let's be serious about this whole thing. This whole thing's a freaking scam. This whole thing's a scam. The whole thing's been a plandemic. They've been planning this for a while. They're using this emergency to take over the country and the world. And if you're buying into it, you're a moron. Or you're part of the problem. Then you think you're getting power and you're going to get, the favoritism that you want. And, looking at that, let's talk about this health COVID health spending plan that they just passed and is probably going to be signed into law. 9% goes to COVID, and the rest goes to their pet project. This is a slap in the face. These guys really don't give one iota a crap about the American people. They don't care. They're just sending stuff overseas, their pet projects, Nancy Pelosi's bridge and Schumer's tunnel and all this stupid crap, okay, because they are so arrogant and so drunk with power, they think they can do anything they want. Are they going to, this emergency is a Trojan horse to do whatever they want. And the thing is, like you say, at some point you just throw it off and say, we're not doing it. We're not gonna abide by any of this. You can You know, if you make the country poor, do you think that that printing the money is going to solve the problem here? Do you think that them just printing the money out of the, is going to solve the economy? Is sending all of our dollars overseas? No, you're going to collapse the economy. You're going to collapse the dollar, and then each person had better be a little bit self-reliant. You better have a little food storage. You better have some ammunition, and you better be able to protect your rights and defend yourself. That's really where we're going. And of course, we're just extremist right-wing nuts. And until this all happens, and then all of a sudden. It'll be, oh, whoa, what's going on here? You know, where's all the money? Where's all the rights? Where's these people are just delusional. They're screwed up, and that's how it is.
Correct, Amundo, all three of you, and we would do. We need to connect with Courtney Kreider. Or she's definitely helping with Carlos and all the rest. Ramstrom and Ewert need to have a full-on investigation pronto, if not termination, quicker. I'll bring some U-Haul boxes, pack your stuff, and go. The lies, the corruption, and fraud has been almost a year now, and the people that are misinforming us are them, and the Board of Supervisors listens, and Patrick Jones is very aware, and they stopped the media briefings that happened on Wednesday because the questions were finally,
Laurie,
from Corey and myself, so penetrating, so compelling, so challenging, so direct, and so to the point that they dropped it from their YouTube.
Laurie, we have to go to a break, but I just want to ask you one question. You know, why, we only need 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right?
Right. Sure.
Let's go to a break.
Purple tear, red tear. I'm full of tears right now.
All right, we're going to go to a break.
That's ridiculous. Well, thanks for taking my call, and we're not done fighting. We need other people to join us in this alternative media, and it's media. It's real. Sorry if HHS and public health can't deal with it.
Okay.
They're in denial.
We got to catch you
right.
Up,
Laurie. Thanks, Laurie. We got to catch up on the break. So you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Sweat to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Redding, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun.
WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless heads.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
It's
it's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock
that's,
Candy
That's like D.C.
You were thinking a lot of candy when you were putting together this playlist. It's like every single song is candy, 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 candy.
I'm not sure about that.
So,
Rocky
okay.
Mountain.
So, we're going to go to the... So, were you offended by that?
No.
Okay, well, never mind. Let's go ahead and play the offended song here. This is
Wait. Yeah, I'm offended.
Oh, you're
offended.
You got to go. So this is Buddy Brown. This is his new stuff here. Go ahead.
This is the offended song. How dare Tom Brady win a Super Bowl with the Bucks right in the middle of Black History Month? How dare children's books not have Diver's cartoon? 'Cause everything is canceled, including Dr. Seuss. When common sense equals Facebook jail, they're all offended 'cause they're crazy as hell. I work hard, they're offended, raise my kids, they're offended, drive a big old truck 'cause I work with my hands, go to church, they're offended, raise a flag, so offended, sing the national anthem as loud as I can, stand for God, country, family, and beer. It's a full-time job, staying normal as hell out here. How dare Mr. Potato Head say he's a man? How dare you start a business, make money, and plan? How dare the earth be round? How dare the sky be blue? How dare you not be woke enough to bitch about it too? I work hard. They're offended. Raise my kids.
They're offended. Drive a big old truck. There you go, Buddy
Brown.
I
like that one.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. You know, and you know what it tells me is all this stuff is people are getting it across the board. You know, they're not. Nobody's complying across the board. People are just going, you know, here's
we're done.
You see my middle finger here? If it has pointed down, do you want me to turn it up? And that's the kind of thing that needs to be happening across the board. You know, we're not doing it. We're not complying. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Can I say that? I think I just did.
And people need to realize that there is a lot of people that are standing up. There is a lot of people across the board that's just like me and you and everybody. You know what I mean?
Well, and what
they're getting tired.
People need to understand, too, even the people that don't agree with us, even the people that think that we're off the rocker and off the rocks and we're crazy people, we're extremists and all the rest of this, y'all, they just banned Dr. Seuss books. Dr. Seuss was super, super active.
I will not comply. I will not lie. My name is not Sam, so.
I don't give a damn.
Eat a yam, exactly. You know, okay, so I want to talk a little bit about. Okay, I've got this COVID thing. Okay, I've got an article here. American children are 10 times more likely to die from suicide than COVID. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because of exactly what we're talking about, is that you know, the cure is worse than the disease at this point. Do you think these guys actually care about us? If you are a slave, do you mean anything to any of these people, whether it's Modi down at the Board of Supervisors or Gavin Newsom, down in Sacramento or Cuomo in New York or Biden and Kamala Harris in D.C.? Do you think they care about any of us really? I don't think so. I think we have to care about ourselves.
You're just a bigot that wants to kill grandma.
Well, okay. Now, I want to cover what this last bill went towards. Union pensions. So 9% went to COVID health spending. And out of that 9% that went to COVID health spending, do you think maybe that went to make government bigger? Like this last CARES Act that went here, and the money that came into our Board of Supervisors. Did that go to all the businesses to keep them afloat?
Of course. Of course.
Did they see all the businesses open and flourishing out there?
Did you know that if they had spent this other bill on the businesses in America, that $800,000 could have gone to each and every business in the country that needed it, do you think that would have saved them?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Do you know what would have saved them, actually? How about not closing down businesses and deciding who's essential and who's not? If I'm having my business and my business is putting food on my family's table, that's essential to me.
See, that's
am I going to get unemployment when my business closes down?
That's,
no.
That's the point, is that these guys don't really care about you. They just passed an in-your-face spending bill, labeled it as a COVID relief bill when it's not a COVID relief bill, because they don't give a rat's ass about you, your children, your family, your community, any of it.
Well, look at the lies of the M1 money stock. The M1 money stock in 2000 saw a spike. It saw a spike to about $1.8 trillion. In 2008, it spiked up to about $4.4 trillion. In 2020, at the end of 2020, it spiked up to $24 trillion. And they said, oh, well, it's just because we changed the metric. No, it changed before you changed the metric. You changed the metric to cover it up, the fact that we have 4 times the amount of money. Actually, it's closer to 10 times the amount of money.
Well, I mean, we could go into that, but that's another story.
Well, if they really cared, why in this bill does it have to be 628 pages? Answer me that.
Well, because they don't care. Because 9% of the spending on health care is not spending on health care. It's spending on government.
Right.
Okay, it's giving raises to and creating more. It's just like our guys locally. When that money came in and $3 million went out to the businesses, the rest went into health and human services for their pensions, for hire more people, all of that stuff.
And wasn't that close to $20 million?
Yes. Yes.
So $20 million went into health and human services, and the businesses that are languishing here in the city, they get $3 million as scrap.
And they also put the money over into the Chamber of Commerce and let them deal it out where they wanted to.
Well, and they were part of the problem, too. So the part of this that's labeled non-COVID is 91% of this bill. What did they put in this bill? Union pensions, blue state bailouts, Planned Parenthood, universities, National Endowment for the Arts, Schumer's Bridge, Pelosi's Tunnel. And so it's not a COVID bill. This was the big bailout bill, which then goes to the money supply. Where is it coming from? Well, we're at $28 trillion. We're going to be at $30 trillion with unfunded liabilities and the whole thing. We're at $300 trillion at some point. We are going to collapse. Are they trying on purpose to collapse collapse the economy? I believe so. Now, the guys that are writing these bills are either just plain stupid or drunk with power, or plain stupid and drunk with power, and maybe even just plain drunk.
Well, and honestly, as far as solutions go, I strongly believe in going to a non-regulated cryptocurrency and just switching all your businesses and all your money over to it. Now, I'm not a financial advisor. I'll throw that out there. But by the same token, if you have all this money that's out there and you've got $24 trillion that is currently in circulation, all the costs of all these goods and all these products are going to go up high.
They already are. We're starting to see worldwide inflation.
And food shortages.
And I am a financial advisor. I'm telling people, latch on to real things, whether it's food, whether it's property, and whether it's farmland. I wouldn't buy a condo down in San Francisco right now.
But I don't know how that works, too, because like their plan. They clearly state within their 2030 plan that you won't own your property by 2030. So how's that going to work?
They clearly state probably that I'm going to be a slave. Guess what? I'm not going to comply.
But I have my hands on that. I have
what
control
I'm saying
of that
is that point. In the meantime, if they collapse the economy, you have to be able to barter and you have to be able to exchange goods and services. So you better, you know, you might want to have a garden. You better, you know, you don't have to go to Costco to buy beef. You could go to your local farmer and buy beef. You know, so there's going to be different things that might happen here that you might have to start creating an economy like the settlers did in America. You know, remember, they were self-reliant. They were self-sufficient. These guys are trying to take that away from us and get us dependent on foreign governments on, you know, oh, we get our oranges from Costa Rica and we get our oil from, you know, Saudi Arabia. That's why they're doing it, because then they create their world economy. We have to draw in. We have to be local. You get control of your board of supervisors. You get control of these guys who think they're in control, because it's we the people, and we throw these rats out on their asses, and then we start implementing policy here and getting back to freedom, the Constitution, liberty, so that these guys that are in power are representing us, the people, not representing their moneyed interest and their friends and their unions and their pensions and all
and
of these.
And doing the job that we hired them to do.
That's the answer. Across the board is going back to what we started with in the beginning, which was we weren't reliant on everybody else. We were self-reliant. Mm-hmm. And that is why we need to – that's the answer to all of it. And you want to have some kind of exchange of goods and services, whether it's barter. But gold and silver are the reason that they're money. And the reason that they, in a crisis, are where you want to go is because there's no counterparty risk. There's no third party that you depend on to get your money from. Okay, mm-hmm. There have so many properties here that nothing else has. They're tangible, they're fungible, they're divisible. You know, they're indestructible. That's why they're money. Okay, and you don't have to go down to the bank to get them. Mm-hmm. Okay, the bank doesn't have, if the bank goes under, you know, and you have $100,000 in there, they don't have to give you your money back under the Dodd-Frank. So this is all wrapped into what's coming here, and those are the answers, those are the solutions. If you need to have a little fear to kick you in the ass to get you started to do something, I'm all for it. But you better get kicked in the ass or kick yourself in the ass a little bit here and start getting involved. Getting involved. We got a recall going on our board of supervisors right now. You can send your money to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003, and you can make the checks out to the Shasta General Purpose Committee. And by all means, you might want to give a little more than you even think you can afford, because we need to get this done. This is important, and this has to go across the states. This has to go across every county in every state to get this thing done so that we can get our country back, because the alternative is we're going to be a bunch of slaves to a bunch of world domination. I almost said something I probably shouldn't have.
All right, with that, we got to go to a break. We'll take this up on the other side.
Thank you. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
I guess I needed a little bit of something to kind of, you know, my attitude. You know, the real deal is, a real wise guy once told me, hey, sometimes getting a good mad on is good for you. Sometimes getting a good mad on to get something done is what you need to do. Because if you're complacent and unemotional and you don't care and you have no passion, guess what? You're like a frog in a boiler.
I was just going to say you're liberal.
Well, there's that, too. You know,
you trust the media and what they say. I mean, at the same time.
You're a gleeful rube.
All these people are so woke. Like Gina. How she got ended up let go from Disney. Right now, there's 70 countries urging the UN Human Rights Council to support China crackdown on Hong Kong. You know the free part of China, the people that are still trying to keep their freedoms and their rights? 70 countries are urging Human Rights Council to support China. Huh. Who would have thought?
Okay, so here's another story. Governors of Texas, Mississippi removed business restrictions and in-state mask mandates. See, there's definitely a war going on here, a war of information, like you said. But more and more people are waking up to the fact, you know, North Dakota introduces a bill to terminate mask mandate. Tennessee seeks to prevent mask and vaccine requirements in business. You know,
there's like 16 states that have done that already.
One-third of U.S. troops are rejecting the COVID RNA vaccines. Biden would love to control everything, and so would the world organizations, but they're not going to because people are saying, we're not doing it. We're not, you can't make me.
Speaking of our troops, did you see what they did and what they fed to our troops at the U.S. Capitol?
No, I guess I missed that.
Oh, that made my blood boil.
Does that surprise you?
Oh,
I'm just saying, does it surprise you that okay. they stuck them in a garage and made them sleep on the floor and everything?
Oh,
this is
beyond that. So they gave them bread that clearly visibly had mold on it, green mold on the bread. They gave them undercooked chicken. They gave them chicken that was less than 140 degrees and took 30
That's
minutes
to get
there.
That's a good
to
way to
there.
Get them on your team.
Seriously, they had a whole bunch of people that had to be hospitalized for the food. They had metal shavings in their food from what they catered in to these people. They don't give a rat's
were they Marines?
Boudoc.
Were they
National Guard?
Oh, were they Marines? I don't know. All I'm saying is that these guys don't care about us, and then
meanwhile, so within the information war, think about this. The health of the Chinese citizen journalist Zhang Zhan is deteriorating from a prolonged hunger strike she started months ago while in jail to protest a 4-year prison term handed to her by her Chinese state authorities in December for her reporting on Wuhan's initial coronavirus outbreak last year. They sentenced her to 4 years for just telling the truth about what was happening over there.
Well, that's part of the issue is what's happening is people are coming forward. They're not going to be stopped. And is there a price to pay? Sure, there's always a price to pay for liberty. You know, the blood of the tree of liberty has to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. So
Jefferson.
There you go. So I have another one here. See, and this is what we're dealing with. I mean, this is why people are waking up. The CDC recommends wearing masks after their study showed that related to COVID, the results of wearing masks were statistically the same as the results of when not wearing a mask. Now, think about that for a second. This is Fauci, you know, up there telling us, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't, you know, I mean, come on. Wear 3 masks, 2 masks, 4 masks. It's all BS.
Liar.
It's all BS.
Liar.
And anybody who thinks differently is not looking at the data or looking at the facts. They're not examining anything except what Don Lemon tells them on TV to think, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem and that's why the fake news is so powerful. But they only hold sway over morons that don't think for themselves, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem is that there's so much of this information that they deem to be disinformation that they remove. Like you heard about Right Side Broadcasting. They're banned for 2 weeks. They got removed for actually displaying the speech that President Trump did. What we're seeing that's going on in China and these places is it's a short cry away from what's taking place in America right now. They're removing anybody that covered any of these stories on YouTube, and they're removing our president and former president speaking, period. If they don't like you, you're gone.
Well, they're gone from their media.
Well, and this is the thing. We need to start driving towards a parallel economy to theirs. We need to get away from the entire system that they have because their system is going to collapse, and you can either choose to be a part of it or you can be separate from it and step outside of it.
Right. Well, it's kind of like looking at restaurants around town, okay? You know, the guys that are doing well are the guys that just ignored them.
Yeah.
They're doing fine. Everybody's going gangbusters. The economy's or you can say, I'm only going to do, you know, eating outside with a mask on and 25% capacity and everybody has to be 6 feet. Well, okay. If you're just going to buy into that and not think for yourself, not do your own research, guess what? You're going to probably go under. It's kind of the same thing in this patriot movement for our freedom and our liberty. If you're just going to comply and do whatever you're told, you're going to suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we have a caller, but we don't have much time. I think Dar's on the line. Good morning, Dar. We got about 2 minutes. What you got? You there, Dar?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Right.
Dar?
Was this fun?
Well, we only got 3 minutes, so I guess we're just going to move on.
We'll carry through.
Yeah, we're almost to the end of the show, and you know, we're just trying to get people to understand that this is not a game. This is something that you have to be involved in, you know, and the consequences of not getting involved in it are worse than the consequences of getting involved in it. That's really what it comes down to. It's like
you're involved in it one way or another.
Well, you're involved in it, but are you going to do something to help yourself?
Well, and that's the thing. You're these people that don't vote. It's always been the case. If you don't vote, you're still voting, but you're just choosing not to vote. You're voting with your absence.
Okay, we got somebody called in and wants to know the P.O. box to send the check. There is no P.O. box that I'm aware of. It's 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. No P.O. box.
There you have it. Okay, we're
going to
And
I also wanted to
here.
Say, people get involved. They can get involved in many different levels, different ways, you know. There is something out there for everybody, some way to get involved and help with the movement, whether it's the recall, and that's the main thing, is the recall out there so we can start getting people in there that will do as we tell them.
And get on alternate media sources as well where your voice can be heard. Get on Barler, get on Minds, get on Wimkin, get on Rumble.com. I'm on Rumble. If you just do Rumble.com/fires, I update when I see a lot of these laws and things like that that are coming through so that you can get in front of them and contact all of your congressmen.
It is Sweet B as in Bravo.
Sweet. And Sweet B.
That's what I said. B as in Bravo. Zip code is 96003.
All right, we're at the end. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.